What's poppin', y'all? Welcome to another great episode of Tag Team Talk. I got my great co-host, Amanda Reese, next to me. But before we get into the talk of the show, I want everybody to hit that subscribe button for me. Hit that like button. We on the road to 3,000 subscribers. We almost there. Next, you know, we almost at a 10K. So, no, without y'all's support, we won't keep climbing. So, we just ask for a nice, little simple click of the button. And then, hey, we continue to grow more content coming, everything get better. So, that's Reese won't have the blurred background. He might have some decent.
Never know. I'm just saying, you know, hook us up.
Just a simple subscribe and a like, you know, it go a long way, man. But
one like is a donation, goddammit, you know?
Exactly.
And a free donation at that.
How your day been, man? How your day been?
They've been cool, man. Usually I work on Fridays. I was off today, so, you know, I relaxed. There's some laundry. Stuff
laundry ain't relaxing though.
I relaxed and did some laundry, okay. So you know, when the laundry was done, I still had time to relax and stuff. But other than that, I was chilling. I'm not used to being off on Friday, so I was like, damn, SmackDown tonight. I'm used to being off on Wednesdays during the week, so it's like,
yeah,
I keep forgetting Smack. It was like 8:11. I was like, fuck, SmackDown is on. All right, let me turn this on. But, yeah, man, it's a good Friday. I feel rejuvenated. You know, I'm not exhausted. I'm not tired, even though we had to sit through another 3-hour episode of SmackDown.
But this, I will say, this episode of SmackDown was loaded.
At times it felt mid, and at times it felt like, all right, they doing something. Like, things are progressing. Like,
yeah.
But like the Zelina Vega, Chelsea Green stuff, I'm like, all right, mid, like, let's move on.
Yeah.
But then you had, like, you know, the Bloodline 2.0 drama and Seth Rollins and his crew being on SmackDown. So, I mean, it had its moments for sure.
Yeah, I think Seth Rollins, them, they definitely carried the show tonight.
Yeah, for sure.
They opened the show really good. I thought the opening of the show was cinema. I love that he's picking and not picking, but he's poking at the idea of Jacob Fatu turning on Solo. They also opened the show by mentioning Roman Reigns' name a lot. I don't know if that they just played into that because the crowd was chanting OTC and he just decided to play with it. Or are they hinting at Roman Reigns actually making a return soon? I couldn't tell because before he even started talking, the crowd started chanting OTC, and then that's when he said, he's not here no more. He's on an island of relevancy somewhere. And I was just like, oh. And I was like, and then he just kept going. So I literally couldn't tell.
I mean, look, SummerSlam is right around the corner. They're going to Saudi Arabia in July. You know the Saudi people want Roman Reigns there most likely. So he's either coming back for that show or SummerSlam. So it's around the corner. Like, I mean, he's coming back soon.
He's probably coming back for both.
Yeah, most likely.
Yeah.
I want to give you your flowers, though.
Why?
Because not confirmed yet, but I think you was right about something. You gave me my flowers. I can't remember what it was when you was like, oh, the Seth Rollins turn and Paul Heyman thing at WrestleMania. I think you might be right. I think Jacob Fatu is going to cost Solo Sikoa the Money in the Bank match.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's going to cost him the match. I think you were right about that.
Yeah, they did. Jacob essentially cost JC the match tonight.
Not even just that, like the segment where Solo was talking to JC. Yeah. And Fatu heard listening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I feel like it's been planted a little bit here and there. I think they've done it. I think this whole story, it's been an underrated story that's going on. I think they've done a good job with it. I will say that. They've kind of made Solo feel important again.
Yeah, I can say I was wrong because I wanted it to like conclude at WrestleMania with Solo versus Jacob, but I think the route, the way they've done it, I think they've done a pretty good job.
Yeah, it looks like it's probably gonna go till SummerSlam. It might. I don't know what's there. I don't know what's after SummerSlam, but it may go on for a little bit. But I think they definitely gonna have a match at SummerSlam. Them two, it's probably gonna be for
maybe
the US
Night
title.
Of Champions.
Oh,
but what if Solo wins Money in the Bank?
Then it would be stupid for him to be threatening to cash in on U.S. title.
But what if he... I would hate this. What if he wins Money in the Bank and Jacob calls him, like...
A cash in? Oh, that could be an angle too. I just think they gotta do it. Cause here's the thing: the Money in the Bank match. I'm gonna read off the names that's in it for anybody who's watching who may not know. The Men's Money in the Bank has Solo, LA Knight, Seth, Penta, Andrade, and El Grande Americano. My thing is, when I'm looking at this card, Seth Rollins is the heavy favorite to win this, obviously. But he also has CM Punk and Roman Reigns and Sami Zayn right behind him, who can potentially all interfere. Solo Sikoa also has Jacob Fatu right behind him that can interfere and cost him the match. So this whole match could get messy. But then we have LA Knight, who I think is kind of in the clear. And
I know we're doing the predictions later, but
we could just. It's looking weirdly enough like LA Knight may come out of here with Money in the Bank.
Fingers crossed, man. Yeah. Fingers crossed.
There's no way in hell they're giving it to Andrade.
I don't think Seth needs it.
No, he doesn't. Seth doesn't need it either.
He what could if they give that shit to El Grande Americano, man?
Twitter funny.
It's no chance.
They said that he's a white man using a Mexican gimmick. I don't know how true that is.
It is. Oh, it is. It's Chad Gable, who's a white man, posing as a luchador, which is a Mexican gimmick.
Oh, wait. That's no way that's Chad Gable. There's no way. Like, is that confirmed? Is that confirmed?
Y'all just got your very first D Mills moment on Tag Team Talk. This whole time, you didn't think it was you. Who did you think it was?
Just a luchador ex? A luchador wrestler?
D Mills, that's the whole joke of the character. The whole joke is that it's Chad Gable.
Is that like for real? Like, do we know that
Chad Gable?
Like, have we seen the mask off of him?
No, we haven't seen the mask off of him. Okay. But the whole storyline and joke is, hey, you're El Grande Americano. We know you are. And he's saying, no, that's not me. Now, they could do a thing where it's like, oh, we finally take the mask off and it's not Chad Gable. But it is Chad Gable. Chad Gable. That thought hasn't crossed your mind one time?
No.
Jesus Christ. Oh, man. That's hilarious.
To me, actually, he was just a new character.
That I don't even know what to say. Oh, man.
No way. I want to...
Look at his book. They built the same. They do the same moves. He's with the what's Chad Gable's group?
He's not with the American.
It's not American Alpha. It's American Made.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question. You ever seen them together at the same time?
No.
You ain't never seen them together at the same. When he's with the group, Chad Gable's not there.
Oh my God. This is Chad Gable. I never noticed.
Chad Gable. Somebody zoomed in on his boots in a match, I think, on Monday, and it had CG on his boots. Fucking Chad Gable. Like, if you do a side by side, literally the bodies are the same.
Yeah,
like,
no, I have a side by side. It's literally Chad Gable. Holy shit.
Chad Gable, bro. Chad Gable. Oh my God. Only you, brother. Only you.
Well, he's a sleeper to win then. El Grande Americano is a sleeper to win as well.
Oh, since it's Chad Gable. Now yeah, he's the yeah,
now, no, now it's not. It didn't change. I thought that was just a random luchador.
I pray El Grande Americano does not win.
I do too. So I don't think Seth Rollins or Solo wins this match.
I don't think. Yeah, I mean, the only reason I'm backing off of the solo thing now is because, like, if they do that, that would extend the Jacob and Solo storyline, and it's feel like that's coming to a conclusion. So
Yeah.
I think LA Knight, I mean, unless they do give it to Seth, but I don't think Seth needs it.
No, he doesn't. That's
He doesn't.
and it's just it would just be weird for Penta to win,
I think
Andrade to
Seth
win.
might win the King of the Ring. Oh yeah, King of the Ring is back.
Yeah, that's his thing.
Yeah,
I
I
think
think
that
he
would,
might win that.
and it would fit the group. He's the king. He's terrorizing both companies. It kind of just fits. Have they gone to NXT?
Nah, but I mean, once he gets King of the Ring, he gets the title shot at SummerSlam, so.
Because I was wondering if they've terrorized both brands, have they gone down to NXT and done the same thing?
Nah, I think he only turned around. I don't think he's gonna be on SmackDown often. I think it was just this week because you know it's right before Money in the Bank, but
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the goal is to have Seth versus Jay at SummerSlam. For the championship, excuse me. And I think King of the Ring is probably how they're going to make that happen, unless they do give Seth the Money in the Bank briefcase and somebody else wins King of the Ring. I don't know.
Yeah. It would
It's
be
also
interesting.
tough because it's like, nah. See, now I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know. It's so confusing. It's too much going on.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of how they want it to be.
Yeah,
They want it to
yeah.
look so damn clustered and confusing that whatever happens tomorrow night, it seems like it's potential to catch us off guard. And that's why I
Because
now think El Grande Americano might win.
I will lose my mind.
Or LA Knight. It's gonna be one of them two. Penta and Andrade are definitely out. They not winning. If
Yeah,
either
they're
one of
not
them
winning.
win, I think they just ruined the whole Money in the Bank pay-per-view.
If Carmelo Hayes was in this instead of Andrade, I would have believed Carmelo was winning, but I don't believe Andrade is winning.
Yeah.
But it's tough though, because like you still got Roman Reigns coming back and you know he's coming for Seth. If Seth is competing in King of the Ring and he's winning it, he's gonna have the King of the Ring match at Night of Champions. If he wins it, he's gonna have the championship match at SummerSlam. If that's the case, when is he going to have the time to face Roman? The Roman thing is not over. I don't even think the CM Punk thing is over. I don't know. It's confusing, which is good, you know?
Yeah, I think it's good to have overlapping storylines. Just kind of, I
Yeah.
wouldn't even say his storylines are overlapping. They kind of just he has beef with everybody, and I think that's what Seth Rollins wants. He
Right.
wants to cause mayhem and chaos throughout the entire company to show that he's running the company, and that's what he's doing. He's letting it be known that Roman, we X'd him out. CM Punk, we X'd him out, and we X'ing everybody out who get in our way. And so I think he's doing a good job of making sure that he's keeping multiple targets on his back to where no one knows what they expect. So I like it. But we gave our prediction for this match. The ladder match, I have LA Knight as my favorite.
I have LA Knight as well.
You have LA Knight as well. That would be interesting. He deserves it.
He deserves it.
He has not had it, right?
No,
Yeah.
no.
I remember he kept saying he's been in three of them already. I didn't know if he ever officially won, but
Has it been three? Is this his third one? I think this is his
yeah, I
third
think
one.
it's his third one. I think he said this will
Yeah.
be his third one. Or he said he's been in
Okay.
three. I don't remember. But he said the number
He
three.
I think he was in the one last year. I know for a fact he was in the one the year before last because he should have won, but Damian Priest won, but whatever. So yeah, this will be his third one, I think.
Yeah, and then Damian Priest also made an appearance tonight.
Oh
He
yeah.
told Jacob Fatu he would be coming for that US title. That caught me off guard. I was not expecting Damian Priest to have a little spot tonight. I'm into
Me
that.
either.
It was very just like random.
Yeah.
Tiffany Stratton and Rhea Ripley also went face to face for the first time. It was very short-lived. Tiffany just was doing Tiffany stuff, cutting a promo. Rhea come out and say, "I miss being champion," and then boom, Stephanie Valkyrie comes out. It was so short-lived. There wasn't any back and forth with that, actually.
Nah. shout out to the outfit Tiffany Stratton was wearing tonight. Thank you. It wasn't. I expected more of a promo, to be honest. I think Rhea Ripley mentioned, like, yeah, I've never won Money in the Bank because I haven't had to. Yeah, we know. This led into the six-way match.
Yeah.
Six-way tag team match.
They did it for the men and the women.
Yep.
Except Seth wasn't in the men's. And neither was Solo. So only Penta and Andrade was in that match.
Right. It was Penta and Andrade versus
LA Knight.
It was a regular tag team match.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah.
It wasn't. I can't remember. Yeah, the other guys didn't wrestle. No one else on here wrestled. Only the women.
I don't think it was like the it was Penta and Andrade versus American Made.
Okay.
American.
Yeah. The men, yeah, no one wrestled. Well, Seth Rollins interfered in that match again. He interfered in two different matches. He stomped out Andrade and Penta. And then they pretty much, he's trying to wipe out all competition.
He interviewed LA Knight in Aleister Black's match.
Yes. Why is his name Aleister Black now?
What you mean?
Oh, wait, am I tweaking? That looks like Karrion Kross.
No, they don't look nothing alike. That ain't Karrion Kross.
Oh, I was watching that.
They match. Don't look nothing alike. Maybe because they got like tattoos, but they don't look nothing alike.
Oh shit! I was.
If you look at them side by side, you'll be like, okay, yeah, they don't look alike.
Who is? I've never seen dude before.
Yeah, Aleister Black just like debuted recently. Like we talked about it when he debuted, and you said that you hadn't seen him before, but he left WWE in like 2020 or 2021, went to AEW, and just came back recently.
Is he supposed to be, like, the next big deal?
I mean, he should have been when he came up in 2019, but he wasn't. So hopefully they do a better job with him. But, yeah, he is really good.
But has he, when he was with AEW, did he build something special like Cody did?
He should have been, but they really didn't use him much.
Oh.
Like, when he debuted, it felt like a big deal. And then from there, they didn't really do much with
him. I remember when there was potential Daniel Garcia coming to WWE. When he was a free agent for a little bit.
I remember those rumors too. I think part of me feels like AEW is a great fit for Daniel Garcia just because of the type of performer he is. But then I'm like, damn, he could benefit from like an NXT because he's still young.
Yeah, like, he is. He's still really young.
Really? Yeah, really young. He's under 30, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And they're not really doing anything with him over in AEW either. So, I mean, they are, but it's like they could be doing more.
Yeah.
I don't think they're doing him any favors.
He's done a good job of just building himself up and getting over with the crowd.
Like, he was really over with the whole dance, and I don't think they capitalized on that the way they should have. But, you know, it is what it is.
Hey, we just gotta take what we can get, I guess, as wrestling fans. It seems like some companies don't know what they have until they... Like, recently, in between the last time we recorded, R-Truth was released. And that caused a lot of mayhem online. It honestly caught everyone off guard. Even Carlito. Backstage. Carlito and R-Truth both were released. And it seemed like it caused backstage a lot of confusion, a lot of disgruntleness between the stars as well. And then a report also came out that Triple H was the one who had the final decision on if they were keeping Truth or not. And financially, I guess it made sense for them.
That don't make sense to me.
I didn't. And then also within that time of releasing R-Truth, they are also looking to renegotiate Roman. They want to renegotiate Roman Reigns' deal because he's making $15 million a year. I didn't know that.
That's crazy money for somebody who don't show up to work.
That's like, and yeah, but also if you think about it, Roman Reigns kind of has all the leverage.
Yeah.
What you gonna do? Release me? Bet.
Like, watch me go make some money in AEW right now. Like, or if Roman Reigns, if they can't keep Roman Reigns, Now, granted, if they can't keep Roman Reigns, he probably won't wrestle anymore. He
Yeah,
probably
he's
just wants to
retired.
retire anyway.
Yeah.
But if even for a year he goes to AEW, that's going to be money. I will be tuned in.
And it will be a big F you.
Yeah. Like, oh, really? Okay, watch this.
And
think AEW, even if Roman Reigns says, yeah, I'm coming here to be a little part-time, AEW will jump at the idea to sign Roman Reigns just because of the eyes and money it's going to bring in.
Yeah. They know they're bringing a whole entire dedicated fan base to the Tribal Chief. They already know. Trying to renegotiate that deal is going to go nowhere. It's going to be two button heads, and Roman's going to end up coming out there with still probably the same deal.
It depends on how much they're trying to take it down by as well. Like Roman, you could do $10 million, bro. Like, you all right. All the Jordans you buying and shit, just you all right. I promise. I don't know. Roman is one of the reasons they are in this period, though. You can't deny that. So yeah. It's like, part of it's like, I'm part of the reason you're making this money and you want to renegotiate my contract. So,
yeah, that's kind of
TKO, wild. Man. TKO is, I don't like him. I don't like
him. Hey, I feel you. They really are truth.
And this is why I said that don't make sense to me. Reports are saying R-Truth's contract wasn't that big. So it's like,
yeah.
Also, after every pay-per-view, y'all get Triple H is getting on those microphones saying, yeah, this was the biggest sellout. It's the biggest gate. We made this money. Okay, y'all couldn't pay R-Truth. Like, give him a Legends deal.
Yeah.
Y'all gave Lana a Legends deal.
Yeah, I don't understand the whole. They acting like they're in real a finance, like they hit the they ran out of cap space.
Right. Y'all not the Boston Celtics. Y'all got plenty of money to spend. Y'all are the New York Yankees.
Yeah, is there a salary cap in wrestling? I don't know.
No. Ain't no salary cap in wrestling. It's their own business. You could pay them as much as you want.
Yeah, if you weren't paying Travis Scott all that money.
I'm pretty sure R-Truth would have gladly stuck around, bro.
Because I'm pretty sure a few appearances you paid Travis Scott, that probably would have covered R-Truth's out.
Let's look at the WWE roster and look at some of these motherfuckers who's just on the goddamn roster not doing nothing.
Because it's funny, Carlito was involved in something. Like, Carlito wasn't just there. He was involved.
He's in the Judgment Day.
Yeah, he's in the Judgment Day.
R-Truth was just in a match with John Cena.
Yeah. And I think also is what put everybody in uproar, because they was just like, why wouldn't they have used that match to like portray it as this potential could be his last match? Like, make some sort of stipulation on the match that like if Cena win, R-Truth got to retire or something.
Exactly.
Like that.
That easy, bro. It would have been that easy.
But
I don't understand. Also, Karrion Kross's contract is expiring soon.
Oh yeah, I saw that too. So, and it's crazy because he's actually starting to get buzzed. He has the top selling merch item.
Every time he's on TV, the crowd pops and they still aren't doing anything with him. And I'm preparing myself already. I'm gonna be pissed off, but I'm preparing myself for that notification.
So is it similar to Zack Ryder?
Kind of, yeah.
Where he got too over on his own?
I don't know if that's the reason. I know that was the reason for Zack Ryder, because it's a history. It's historically known Vince McMahon prefers people to get over when he does it as opposed to on their own. I don't know if that's the thing with Karrion Kross. I just think they're too dumb to do anything with him, to be honest. I just think it's a lack of intelligence. Like, I just gotta be honest. I think it's a lack of intelligence. Like, you don't know what to do. Like, it's literally right there. You keep putting him into these segments, but you're not doing anything with him. Whatever.
Yeah.
Apollo Crews is still employed. When was the last time we seen Apollo Crews? What the hell?
Yeah. I'm surprised they... I'm happy they didn't release KO.
They not... They can't do that.
Yeah.
No, like, they can't do that. That...
Yeah, I'm happy that they didn't.
People would literally, like... People will stop... I would probably stop watching WWE if they did something like that. Not even the fact that it's KO. It's the fact that this dude is dealing with neck surgery right now. Possible career-ending neck surgery. If you release a motherfucker while they on the shelf dealing with career-ending neck surgery, be like, hey, we know your career might be over, so let's just stop paying you now and give you your release papers. Like, bro, that's unethical. Like, yes. You don't do that, man.
Because they didn't do it to Big E. Don't do that. I like how they did it. They utilized Big E. They just had to make him like a pay-per-view commentator. He's at the desk. Mm-hmm. He did come back and like kind of tease people a little bit of maybe him returning at the beginning of the year with New Day. But then he just disappeared again.
I've kind of given up on the whole Big E wrestling again thing, but when if it happens, you know, I'll be excited. But
if it's in the works, they've done a good job of keeping it on the hush.
Yeah, I agree.
And whenever he's seen in public, and for some reason TMZ always asks him, are you coming back? And he says, I don't know.
TMZ's fucking annoying.
They are. Somehow they just find people. And he just... I don't even... I if you told me to go out and just find some people, I wouldn't even know where to start.
Bruh. TMZ, like, photographers and interviewers and shit, it's like them little scooters that just be sitting around the city that you're supposed to pay to ride and shit. They just everywhere. Like... Just everywhere. That's probably how they find these people.
Yeah. You got to have a lot of people on payroll then. Because I just couldn't... I wouldn't even want to ask some people some of them questions. Like, it just...
Nah.
But Big E definitely don't answer them. Hopefully we
do get... I don't think he got no answers.
Yeah. Edge didn't have an answer for a long time. And I don't even know... Like, I don't know if Big E still feels pain.
Right.
But I know Edge thing was he felt pain, but then one day he fell off his bike and didn't feel pain no more. Yeah. And he was like, oh, shit. That didn't hurt. And then it was just kind of like, oh, wait, let me make that phone call.
he couldn't wait to get back in the ring, boy.
That itch to be back in the ring must be insane.
He must have been over there just fiending, like, because you fall off the bike and you don't feel no pain, and your first thing is, shit, I can wrestle again. Like, yeah, you was a crackhead, brother. You was a crackhead for the ring.
Yeah, we see it now. That man can say it take him a week to recover after wrestling a match, and he's still wrestling.
Go be with your family, bro, please.
It take him a week to walk normally after a match,
like, bro. What? Bro, you've given us enough. Go be with your family, man. Oh, my God. A week?
A week, man. I couldn't imagine being in pain for a week.
No.
He do it, though.
Tony Khan ain't paying you that fucking much. Ain't no way.
They must be.
Then
bro.
Again,
they probably are.
Tony Khan won't open up that wallet.
He's probably one of the bigger draws in the company. So,
I don't think so.
The name alone is a draw.
His name is Colt.
Well, the WWE didn't renew their license on Edge.
Well, maybe he'll get Edge now. I mean,
so.
I don't think it's going to matter at this point. He kind of ruined a bit of his legacy over in AEW, but...
You think so?
As far as I know, as far as I'm concerned, Edge is retired. I don't know who that motherfucker in AEW is.
Well, he wanted to go wrestle his homie. His
best hey, player. More power to him. He a grown man. He can do whatever he want. I'm a grown man, too. And to me, Edge is retired, goddamn.
They really do got the old motherfuckers over there, though.
Bruh.
Jericho, Christian... Big Show was over there for a little bit. Edge. Bobby Lashley is...
Even
Bobby Lashley is old, but he still looks like he's 30.
Nah, so like, he's old, goddamn it.
But he looks 30. He looks exactly the same as when he was 30.
That's true. But the thing is, they pushing old people over there, and some of the old people ain't even ex-WWE guys. It's just old guys. It's just, they was putting Jeff Jarrett on TV at one point, man. Like, come on. What are we doing? Jeff fucking Jarrett.
I don't even know who Jeff Jarrett is.
Oh, damn. Don't worry about it. Not important. I mean, he's a WWE Hall of Famer, but like.
And then they also had the old Jim Ross was the commentator for a little bit. I don't know if he still is. I don't know if he still is.
No, he's fighting cancer right now.
Oh, okay. Okay. Praise out to
Jim Ross. But as far as commentary goes, that nigga's washed. But shout out to Jim Ross.
Who else they have on commentary? They had Jim Ross and someone else.
Tony Schiavone, who used to be in WCW. Oh,
yep.
Taz.
Taz, yes. Taz was on there. Was Booker ever in AEW?
No.
Yeah. Okay, he was always NXT. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, they definitely had they hands in former WWE wrestlers a lot. And I guess
that's what it is.
Maybe there's revenue there. I just don't know of that revenue.
Hey, look, Tony Khan pays people.
Hey, I'll hop in that ring for a nice check. I'll hop in that ring for a nice check.
Shit. Edge will too, clearly.
And walk funny for a week.
And he ain't going to hop out of it. That's for goddamn sure.
So let's preview some of these matches for Money in the Bank. The women's Money in the Bank match. If anybody watched, we got Alexa Bliss, Rhea Ripley, Roxanne Perez, Julia, Naomi, and Stephanie Valkyrie. I think we could eliminate Julia. She just said that she essentially said that she was going for the U.S. title.
Yeah.
So her winning would completely just go against what y'all just did on Friday.
Yeah, she's not going to win the U.S. title and then beat Money in the Bank. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
So I don't even know why they even did that angle.
Yeah, they did that way too soon. Like,
yeah, they shouldn't. It completely just eliminates any potential surprise of her winning.
Yeah.
Stephanie, obviously, big hot name. Naomi is also very hot right now. Rhea Ripley, can't sleep on her. You never know what her booking is going to be. She does have to get pinned in this match, so there's a chance that she loses, and she's willing to lose. She's not going to get pinned.
If she's willing to lose, it's crazy.
But for me, myself, I think it only makes sense for Naomi to win this match because I think there's a lot of money to be made with Naomi winning this match. Not only do you get Naomi with the title, I mean, not with the title, but with Money in the Bank, she could now win the title, right? And then that now puts a target on her back from Jade and Bianca. Now, Jade and Bianca, you know, gonna want that goal. They got it. Now, boom. Now you get the big money match of Jade and Bianca to be the number one contender to go against Naomi. And then it just creates this whole, like, there's a lot of money to be made with Naomi winning that match. Come on now. It's right there. The writing is on the wall. The writing is on the wall for Naomi to win this and catapult the women. It will just add so much more drama and story to the women's division if Naomi wins this match. It's right there, bro.
I got Naomi winning too. But I'm a do this early, right? Naomi wins Money in the Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Cargill wins the Queen of the Ring tournament.
Okay.
Defeats Tiffany Stratton at SummerSlam or while the match is going on, Naomi cashes in.
Ooh.
Steals the championship.
Ooh. Okay.
Now, Jade beat Naomi at WrestleMania. Naomi just got one over on Jade. Now, Jade, damn, I got to chase Naomi for the championship. Maybe she don't get it. Maybe Naomi keeps the title for a while. Bianca. Now it's Bianca and Naomi. You know, it's Naomi been doing this thing like, all right, fine. You know, You ain't rocking with me too? F you. Bianca takes the title off of Naomi. Now Jade got to chase Bianca or, you know, Rhea and Bianca at WrestleMania next year, possibility. But,
or, you know, I'm a, there's an angle where we get the triple threat. Naomi, Jade, and Bianca at Mania for next year. That could be the whole match right there. That's a whole hat trick. Hey, and you know what's great? They could main event night one.
That's an incredible story. I'm not going to go that far.
Yes. But, oh, come on. Stop. Give it to them.
You know what? Yeah, because the story is there. WrestleMania 40.
Yeah.
They was a tag team together, 3-on-3.
Yeah.
The next year, it's dissension between the three, Jay versus Naomi. Then, third year, triple threat match for the Women WWE Championship at WrestleMania.
The story is there, bro. That is a main event story.
And you know what? It's so good, Triple H is not going to do it.
You already know. We already know. Roman's going to main event one of the nights, and then
Cody going main event the other.
Yep.
You know what? They probably won't even do the match. They probably won't even do none of the shit we just said.
But what's crazy is that it's right there for them.
It's right there.
It's
right there.
There's
you ain't got to try hard. You ain't barely got to write anything. Like, no,
it's all just because, like, there's just so much story there. To work with this, that like if Roxanne Perez wins, okay, she just came up from NXT, she wins, and it's just I don't think for me she's not the Tiffany Stratton. She's good, but I thought Tiffany Stratton did really like Tiffany Stratton was the one to win. Stephanie Valkyrie, I think for me she kind of is more closer to what Tiffany was last year. For me personally, but it's not there. I don't think the story's there. Alexa Bliss, no, I don't think the story is there. Rhea Ripley would just be like, damn, Rhea just can't lose. Like, she's gonna get everything. So I just think
also, like,
on paper it just makes sense.
I think heels are better with the briefcase than baby faces. It makes more sense.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah. It is a heel move to cash in.
Yeah.
On someone who's vulnerable.
Yeah, it's a heel thing to do.
Yeah. And I just think it just fits Naomi so much. It just,
like, imagine Naomi with a custom briefcase with the caution tape around it, man.
Oh,
like,
yeah, come on now. Man. You already know she probably got that shit cooked up already. Mm-hmm. And I just, her as world champion, I just think that would just fit perfectly for me, man. You just can't fumble this.
I agree.
It's just, not to say no one else on here is deserving. I'm just saying, story-wise, no one has the bag of Naomi, Bianca, and Jade. It would just, inserting that briefcase into their drama already, it does nothing but just add more fuel to the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't understand why you wouldn't put more fuel in the fire. If you cook it on a grill and the charcoals are starting to go out a little bit, you're not finna just be like, nah, we'll just let them simmer a little bit. We'll be good. No. You finna grab that lighter fluid, grab some more charcoal, throw some of that shit in there. Then you finna throw some more lighter fluid in there. And then that shit gonna go boof. And you're like, man. Oh, shit. And then now those coals really going. Now, that's how you gotta do this, man. Add some fuel to the fire and put it on Naomi.
He gonna fuck it up. I'm excited for the Women's Money in the Bank match more than the men's, though.
Do you think this opens the show?
I think so.
This opens the show?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird to see a big PLE with only four matches.
Yeah, which... don't get me started. Like, y'all got people paying all this money for these tickets, and y'all giving people four matches. Be for real, man. Come on.
Because how long is the pay-per-view?
Like 3 hours.
Damn.
Man, and it's going to be mostly ads.
There's no way.
It's ridiculous, man.
So is our unacceptable. So is the next match Lyra and Becky Lynch? Is this match gonna be long? This is gonna be a long
the match. The Money in the Bank matches are probably gonna be long.
Well, yeah, those are gonna be long. But you still gotta like there's other time that has to be filled. So this match can potentially be like a 25-minute match. You still have a lot of time left.
Here's a shot in the fucking dark. You could have five matches if you didn't decide to put your two world champions in a goddamn tag team match on a pay-per-view for no goddamn reason.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true. But instead, we got the Women's Intercontinental title representing Money in the Bank, which, I mean, I thought the title itself was doing good, but I guess maybe this is a good representation of it, that this is our big title match at Money in the Bank. It just feels odd, but hey, shout out to Lyra and Becky, they got to deliver. If they steal the show, shit, they steal the show. I'm here for it. I'm here for all women's success, and I think that Becky and Lyra can steal the show. Like, they have.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good match.
They could really, because their last match was really good.
I think that was the best match of the night.
Yeah, I mean, I wish that this was some sort of like stipulation. Maybe they're saving it for the third match. Not stipulation, but like no DQ.
That's a stipulation, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. But just something different. I do think if they do a third match, though, it should be something big.
I think the third match will involve Bayley.
Really?
Like as a Becky special took guest out Bayley.
So it's like a special guest referee?
Like a triple threat.
Why would Lyra and Becky be going against each other?
Lyra and Bayley or Lyra and
Becky? Lyra and Bayley.
Because, well, obviously Lyra wants her title back, from Becky, because I expect that's my prediction. Becky's gonna win a championship. Bayley wants revenge on Becky, and Bayley is probably looking sideways at Lyra, like, yeah, she took me out and you went on a tag team with her at WrestleMania. Like, you did it so easy. You ain't even try to investigate who did what to me, like, you know.
Okay. I could see that.
Or it could just be a third match between Lyra and Becky. Becky wins, and then Becky goes on to face Bayley.
True. I was hoping that they ended this in like a steel cage or Hell in a Cell.
That would be cool. Steel cage will be fun. I don't know about Hell in a Cell. But steel cage. Will be fun.
Becky had an amazing steel cage match with Trish Stratus.
That was a great match.
Like, it was phenomenal. I didn't know Trish. Trish could still wrestle like that.
Me either.
Because the stuff that she was doing before that, it didn't look nothing like. It completely was a different wrestler in the ring.
Or they could do like best 2 out of 3 falls match or something like that.
Yeah, I think that third match has to be something juicy. You just can't give
it. If there is a third match.
Yeah, if there is, we're just speaking. And I think Becky's going to win this match as well.
Yeah.
Just because she said, if I lose, I'll never challenge you again. It seems like that's kind of setting it up. And that's also why I feel like there will be a third match where then Lyra wins it back.
That would be too quick. Well, no, it depends on when the third match is. If the third match is immediately after this, I think that would be too quick. But
yeah.
If it's further down the line, I could see that happen.
Yeah, like if they do it at SummerSlam.
I think Becky will hold it a little past SummerSlam.
Okay. I just hope they do a good job of building it up while it's on Becky, like they're doing with Lyra. Like, don't let Becky win it, and then it just becomes a prop. I think they do that with the women's tag titles. Liv and Raquel has those tag titles, and they're just props.
I think the fact that it'll be on Becky, they're not going to do that.
Yeah. But
if they're not doing it while it's on Lyra, they're not going to do it while it's on Becky.
Yeah. But why? Am I the only one who feels like that about Liv and Raquel? Like, they just have the titles as props?
Those titles don't fucking matter. Those titles haven't mattered since they freaking debuted. Like, get rid of the titles, honestly. You don't have any tag teams. You fired them.
Yeah. I mean, and also, it's kind of funny that they live in Raquel. They have the titles, but it's just like, you don't really view, it's kind of crazy to see someone with a championship belt, but like you don't view them as a champion.
Those tag team championship belts are just as important as the belt I wear around my waist when I wear jeans. Those belts mean absolutely nothing. Nothing.
What can they do to make them feel important?
Nothing at this point.
Nothing.
You put them on Bianca and Jade, and they still don't feel important. Nothing.
Nothing?
You don't have any tag teams. How you gonna make a goddamn title feel important when there's nobody in the division to begin with?
Yeah.
Name a women's tag team outside of Liv and Raquel.
There really isn't.
They fired them. Like, they literally fired them. So I don't. Yeah.
And then the main event, that match that you despise so much, the Cody Rhodes, Jey Uso versus John Cena and Logan Paul. At least I think this is the main event. I don't know if the men's will main event or this will main event.
I'm assuming this will main event, but it could be either one. I can't imagine John Cena, Jey Uso, and Cody Rhodes in a match. Actually, yeah. No. This. Yeah. Nah. Because last year, the Bloodline had a... You know what? I think this will main event. Screw it. It's too much. It's too much in this match. It's not a main event.
I mean, last pay-per-view, John Cena in the main event. Guess Saturday night's main event. He the main event.
That don't count.
Oh, that don't count?
Yeah, that wasn't...
He was like the third match. I mean, yeah, I guess. He was like the third match on the card.
Technically, he did main event. He interfered in the goddamn main event.
I guess he found a way to get himself involved in the main event.
And the people who did main event are also in this match. So yeah, this shit main event.
Yeah. But also, by the way, all these matches are presented to you by Cash App. They have that promotion on every card.
This show ain't presented by Cash App, so screw Cash App. So shoot, unless they want to sponsor us, forget Cash App.
Is this a Cody and Jay win or a John and Logan win?
I think it's a Cody and Jay win.
Does it just end in? Do you think it ends in DQ?
Nah, I think Cody and Jay win. Logan Paul takes the pin, and I think eventually it leads into Cody versus John.
Because John and Logan on SmackDown essentially just beat their ass. It looked like we were about to get some sort of like promo. And Logan Paul comes out of nowhere, and as many times as he done a few times already, and just punched Jey Uso in the jaw.
That's all he does, bro. All he does is talk trash about the city they in, call people broke, and punch people in the mouth.
Hey. Sounds like a good gimmick.
Look, it is what it is.
He didn't punch Jay in the mouth so much. Jay didn't.
Look.
Surprised he could smack.
Jay didn't got caught lacking so many times. It's a goddamn shame.
He got caught lacking off camera.
He didn't got caught lacking at least 3 times by the same dude.
At some point, you got to at least have your head on the swivel.
Where was your antennas?
Where was your ass when I was getting my ass whooped in the alley?
Like, come on, bro.
And then, they whooped their ass, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't no blood, but from multiple punches, frog splashes... AAs, Cody took the pulverizer. It was a lot right there, but it'll be no talking. It was just like straight hands. It was just like bet.
Logan had the goddamn championship around his waist. I don't know what he was thinking, but
well, John Cena said he's a future world heavyweight champion.
Yeah, that basically tells us that's not going to happen. You wearing the title around your waist and it ain't yours, it's a bad sign, brother. That means you ain't winning it no time soon.
I do think it's funny that John is... He's really... Dick Ryan. Yeah. But he's doing it intentionally.
Yeah.
And I fuck with it.
He's overglazing, like, big time.
But they glaze each other. Just being honest.
Yeah, that just sound bad, but yeah. He's right. You're right.
No, they had that one time where they were just standing in the ring just glazing each other.
Don't say it. Don't.
That's what he was doing. They was like two Krispy Kreme donuts out there.
All right. Yeah.
But I think
I should have never said glazing.
I think Cody and Jay wins too. I think this is a baby face win.
I think so.
Is it? Will they do this again? Like, is this like a feud that they do again?
Hell no. Nah.
This is a one-off?
Hell no. Nah. You don't this think this gotta be a one-off?
This is a one-off. Why do a one-off at Money in the Bank though?
Because they stupid and they ain't got no other ideas. They trying to sell tickets, I guess. Hey, let's put John Cena, Logan Paul, Jey Uso, and Cody Rhodes in one match. That'll sell tickets. And then we can get on a podium and talk about how much money we made and then release people that everybody love and can contribute a lot backstage, even though they ain't making a lot of money and they not getting paid a lot of money, and then say we did it to save money.
Yeah. Every PLE still seems, based on what you hear, it sounds like they broke records.
Everyone. I ain't know it was that many records. Like,
well, apparently it is, and apparently we continue to break them.
Yeah, but they gonna keep breaking them as long as they raising these goddamn prices.
The prices, you know what's funny about prices, that sometimes I never catch tickets when they originally go on sale. It's like I never know what the original price is.
Yeah.
The resale prices be crazy though.
Yeah, they do.
So like I never know how much that is the company versus the reseller. Because I never know what the original price was.
It's a bit of both. The original prices for some of these tickets are outrageous.
Okay.
For sure. I've seen them.
Did you see the original price for WrestleMania before there was resale?
Yeah, some of the... even some of the tickets, like, closer to the date when I was buying them, some of them was, like, original tickets. Oh, and not resale. Yeah.
Yeah. Because when I went to SmackDown, I luckily caught a ticket that just randomly popped up as the original ticket on Ticketmaster. Mm-hmm. And it was like $300. And I was like, oh, bet. And I'm right on the flow. Right by Gorilla. I'm like, this is decent.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. That might be a little bit much. But yeah.
I think if you're getting a ticket right by Gorilla, I think it's worth it.
That honestly, usually it seemed like the ones right there are like around the 200 range. Yeah. But yeah.
But that was a night.
It's still floor seats, so you can justify it.
That was a night Roman was going to be there. Seth was going to be there. Punk was going to be there. So it kind of seemed like 300 was reasonable.
That's fair.
So the fact that I got to see all three of them in one night was phenomenal.
Nah, absolutely.
I got one more question for you before we get out of here. I had saw recently a video that we already kind of knew John does, but John Cena does a lot of talking in his match. He kind of calls the match. Do you think he's passed that torch on to where he doesn't want to do that no more? Or do Or do you think he's still at full control of the match?
I mean, I don't think he's ever, like, he doesn't have to have full control of the match for some people. I think the issue is that he talks too goddamn loud to where everybody knows that he's talking during the match, which you're supposed to hide it. But I don't think, like, you know, if he's wrestling Cody Rhodes, he doesn't have to have full control of the match because Cody can take control at some point. Like, well, Randy, you don't have to do that. So it's probably just with certain people, honestly. Depends on the matchup, I guess.
So you think it depends on who he trusts?
Not even that. Like, just who he's in the ring with. Some people can't be trusted to call whole matches or take control of a whole match like that.
I wonder how much of a match is impromptu versus they actually have a full script backstage of how they want this match to go.
I'm pretty sure there's a lot of impromptu stuff, but it's probably more like by the script than anything. But you never know. It all depends on the talent. Some people might like more impromptu stuff. Depends on the chemistry, too.
Because I feel like there's no way everything Rey Mysterio used to do was planned. I feel like some of that stuff was impromptu.
Maybe, but I believe most of it was planned. Motherfucker too smooth for it to be impromptu. Way too smooth.
But he also just had great chemistry. So, like, I mean, I seem like he never wrestled with someone he didn't have chemistry with.
Well, when you're that good, you have chemistry with everybody.
You think so? Because Cody is an amazing wrestler. Him and John, it looked like they had great chemistry.
It depends. Maybe their styles didn't mix, but Rey Mysterio can make it work with anybody. Guys like Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, Shawn.
Kurt Angle. Like, they got chemistry with anybody.
Eddie Guerrero, the guy on your
Eddie
shirt.
Eddie Guerrero
yeah. had... I can't remember one bad Eddie Guerrero match. I also felt like in that era, there really wasn't many bad matches.
No, there were.
It seemed like everyone kind of had some sort of chemistry.
Yeah.
Because now you could definitely get some matches where you'd be like,
That's a lot of those.
Yeah. I feel like you get that a lot more now than you did back then.
No, for sure. I think that's true, actually.
Oh. Yeah. But hey, man, we appreciate y'all tuning in to another great episode of Tag Team Talk. This has been great Money in the Bank prediction episode. Be tuned for the Money in the Bank post show. We will definitely be back on, and we will make sure we give y'all a deep analysis of what we just saw. Not deep, probably just going to be talking our shit of what we saw, how they ruined the show, and why they only put four matches on the card. But hey, we appreciate all y'all coming through. Much love to y'all. Make sure y'all hit that subscribe button. It's your boy D Millie. That's my main man, Amanda Reese. We out, baby. Peace.